Got a great show lined up, so why don't we just get to it? Coming up this Saturday night, Governor State University will turn into a blues club or a hip-hop club or a poetry slam, a crossover of sorts. The Blues Hip-Hop Experience will be at the Center for the Performing Arts at Governor State University in Southland. This is a show that aims to show how much the blues, a very Chicago art form, informs hip-hop and younger generations of artists. Grammy Award-nominated blues musician Billy Branch will perform and pay tribute to some of the greats like Coco Taylor and poet Gwendolyn Brooks, but also performances by a bunch of one-time download guests. It's like a who's who of people who've been on this program. MC FM Supreme, poet Jose Olivares, Avery Young. Is there? Yeah, he's a Studio 435 guy. And my next guest, longtime award-winning journalist, Sylvia Ewing.
Hey.
Ewing is no stranger to Chicago. She's not only performing in this show on Saturday, but she put it together, which doesn't surprise me, because I've worked with Sylvia for many years and produced radio and television here in town. She was a producer for Chicago Tonight, at one point the voice of WTTW, whenever Check Please would come on. And you see, if you want more information about Check Please, it was Sylvia's voice. Sylvia Ewing, one of my favorite people on the planet. We all know her children, Eve and Matt. Eve was just here with her new book of poetry. She continues to be one of Chicago's best writers. But she learned everything from her mom, Sylvia Ewing. Welcome to the Download.
Thank you. From her mom and Uncle Justin.
Uncle Justin. Yeah. I told Eve when she was here, I'm like, I remember you doing your homework at your desk.
That's right.
Trying to figure out who the guest was on the next day's morning show. Talk about this. I know this because this is something that you have really as a project when it comes to the blues and the blues hip-hop experience. You've been working on this for a while.
Yeah, and the last time we did it, I think it was about 12 years ago. We did it first at WBEZ. Maybe prior to that, we had done a little fundraiser in Wicker Park just to see what we could do. We did it at Steppenwolf. And when you work with blues artists and hip-hop artists, you have to take a little rest for a while.
12 years.
I had a little rest for a while, and now we have some amazing entertainment. And listen, Justin, it's family friendly. Just don't bring any crying babies.
No crying babies.
But other than that, you know, it's very family friendly.
So my kids can go, but I can't.
Absolutely.
I'll start tearing up.
You're a cryhead. You know you're a cryhead. I was your office mate.
Well, what attracts you to the blues? What is it about this? What makes you go back? Because I've always known you as somebody who has been a producer who will move from project to project to project.
Yep.
Why come back to the blues?
Yeah, you're right. And you do know that about me. I'm an Aries. My attention span is short. But I think this is America's music, and this is music that really speaks to me personally. And it's also music, though, that people from my African-American community, middle-class folks back in the day were like, nah, you know, that's country. You know, that's slavey time. That's nobody. We're George Jefferson moving on up. Nobody wants the blues. But this music really is America's first, roots music that so much has grown from. And it has a lot in common with hip hop. Yeah. And Billy Branch, that's my boy, Billy Branch.
He was here, yeah.
You know, he is a graduate in political science. And we both, along with each and every artist in this ensemble, we care about the legacy. We care about authenticity. We care about bringing people together, but we also care about claiming this and saying, you know, Chicago has a place in history.
Yeah. And I just wonder, because it's at the crux of what this show is all about, but this concept of trying to get a younger generation to recognize what came before and to make the actual connection that hip hop and a lot of the art forms that are today, that are newer art forms, they come from somewhere, and a lot of times they come from the blues.
Yeah, I mean, this is why our cast goes, you know, from younger to like, you know, almost 70. And the first time we did the show, it was like from 16 to 70. And we believe in working across generations. Young people will learn when you give them a place at the table, an equal place. And I take my hat off to Billy Branch because he respects young artists. You know, not many people would open up their sort of artistic portfolio and say, come on, Sylvia, bring all those kids.
Or maybe they might treat, because they've been around long enough, they treat them like students.
That's right. That's right. Or they give them like sort of a token place.
Right.
But everybody's got a spot. You know, I was raised, Justin, that young people should be seen and listened to, but you better have something to say and you better articulate when you get the spot.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, Billy and I, he's like Uncle Billy. And I'm, you know, Mama Sylvia. And we don't play, but, you know, we have an amazing group of people who are ready to just, you know, make this happen. You mentioned Matt. Let us say that as an artist, he sense, like he has some sense, like common sense. But anyway, you know, he and Billy have a special piece. My hair is a little gray because we've been working on this for a while.
So they're going to do the piece this
They're
going
to do a piece together,
great.
You
awesome.
Know. So it's all going to be fun, and all
Billy
your
Branch.
Favorite people are going to be there.
The show's called The Blues Hip Hop Experience. It's going to be at the Center for the Performing Arts at Governor State University in Southland this Saturday. We'll take a quick break. Sylvia Ewing, who's a producer and also will be performing. I want to know more about what you're doing in the show. Sylvia is my guest tonight. Stay with us. It's Download 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman, my guest in studio. Sylvia Ewing, longtime award-winning journalist. And I don't even call you journalist anymore. I call you event producer because you do so many great things around Chicago and you're involved in, you have so many different projects. The Blues Hip Hop Experience is the, I would say the latest, but it's a throwback. You've done this one before.
Yeah.
The Blues Hip Hop Experience will be at the Center for the Performing Arts at Governor State University in Southland this Saturday. Billy Branch, Sylvia, poet Jose Olivares, who was just in here, FM Supreme, who's great. Like I said, Avery Young, great, great performers, Chicago performers, who will be at Governor State University this Saturday. What makes a great show? What makes a great stage show, Sylvia?
You know, it's fun because when we talk about my history, I have worked on different platforms, events, internet, whatever. And to me, story and passion and a narrative arc are really equal no matter what platform you're working in. But with the stage, you also want to add production values. And I got a little spoiled working at a little place called Steppenwolf Theater.
Yeah, right.
During the year when Tracy Letts won the Pulitzer and we won a Tony, and it was crazy, you know, to be in that environment. And the people there were amazing in terms of their fidelity to vision, their fidelity to the artist. It was like the artist is all, and they have the resources to make that happen.
A lot of times what you've worked on, and I've known your career, when journalists or television or radio production, when they go to stage, you're not necessarily getting stage performers. You're getting people who are comfortable behind a mic or maybe behind a set, and then, you know, and you find it harder to loosen them up and move. So I would assume that you learned a lot from working at Steppenwolf with people who dedicated to the craft of being on stage.
Well, I did, and Justin, even going back to the work that we did together, you know, if we didn't like something, we could edit it. You know,
right.
We had training from like Ira's producer, Ira Glass, This American Life. You know, we could like cut stuff out in television. Move that smile from here to there. I don't like that smile. I don't like that smile. Put that smile here. And, you know, the late Martha Levy taught me the artist is all. So I could produce something to within an inch of its life in advance. And then that feeling of having to just sit and it was out of my hands and into the hands of, you know, the very capable people on the team. That was hard for me and also amazing. The other thing was that sense of, you know, on a bad day on Chicago Tonight, we might reach 35,000. On a bad day on radio, I don't know, you know, 25.
Yeah.
You know, the maximum number of people would be like 712 or something. And I'm like, what's this? you know, what's this mean? But the feeling of the one time only, one time only, and it is curated by who sits next to you. That's amazing.
What have you learned from doing a show like the Blues Hip Hop Experience, to do it several times, to do it even with the breaks in between, but to do it in different places, different spaces? When you are going to, you know, turn the lights on and open the doors and start the Blues Hip Hop Experience this weekend, what would be different? What have you learned from the experience of doing this show a couple of times?
Well, you know, I've learned that people are really sensitive to labeling. So, I mean, this is, I like to work across everything. I'm interested in marketing and graphics, etc. So we had one flyer that a good designer friend had laid out, and it said the Blues Hip Hop Poetry Performance, blah, blah, blah. Under the Blues, there's a picture of me and Billy, and under Hip Hop, there was a bunch of other people. Folks actually called the box office and said, well, was there only sort of two people's worth of blues and like eight people,
you know, eight people's worth of,
so, you know, like,
yeah, making, think about that, right?
Making things super accessible for people.
Yeah.
And then this time, we're just going to come out the box showing who we are. The song that we did for the finale, we're going to do a little bit at the start and do it as a finale again, but to show people what this looks like when you combine it. Because in 12 years, people have, you know, done hacks and mashups, you know, more than they had when we first came up with this concept.
What are you going to do? What are you doing in the show?
Well, first of all, I'm going to do a song, a poem by that little-known poet, Eve Ewing.
Sure.
I've heard a lot of Coco good things. About Coco Taylor. Yes, yeah, she heard of her. Piece. I heard of her. you know, we worked with Coco at Steppenwolf, and she was amazing. She was somebody who Muddy Waters said, that little girl can sing. And to be in this misogynistic, male, you know, hard, rough environment, and to be kind, human, gracious, and a good mom. You know, that stuff's amazing. She did have, like, this Rod Stewart wig, but that's another story when we did a show. But, you know, like, she was phenomenal, and she was so Chicago. So I am proud that something in our DNA made my child write this poem about Coco Taylor that's also kind of Afrofuturist. So I will read that. And Jose, you know, he's coming for Kevin Koval, and he's going to be amazing. I like to do the
great
next generation. You know, I like the next generation of folks. So he'll do poetry. And then we've got some surprises. We've got some mashups. We've got, like, Avery could be James Brown meets, I don't know, Muddy Waters, right? So we've just got a plan that the whole family, except, again, the crying babies.
Yeah.
The good babies can come. The crying babies have to stay home.
Yeah, you know, check the ID at the door.
Yeah, it's for everybody.
Right, for everybody.
I have somebody looking at them. No, you know, it's not a Trump thing, but no, crying babies.
Crying babies, sir.
You know, you got to have better karma than that.
That's the one thing you can't control as a producer, is the crying babies, so they got to go.
Yeah, they got to go.
How does it feel for you to see your family grow up? You know, I think about your kids, and Eve was so, she was so well spoken, and she did, I see her nonstop in so many different places. She was on this show, a great writer, but the interview, she had so many great thoughts about what's happening.
She was in Oprah in April.
She was in
Oprah
magazine. I mean, what, I mean, and yeah, Matt is the artist sense. I mean, it's amazing. These kids and these kids have grown up and are giving, are they're contributing to who we are as Chicagoans.
Well, thank you, Justin. There's a few things. I have a super serious philosophy about all of this. I believe that children have all of the rights and responsibilities of living in a community. So they should be invited everywhere. Like Maggie Daly believed that. You know, they should be downtown. They should be everywhere, all up in everybody's face. But they should also have the responsibilities to do, you know, the things that they need to do as productive contributors to the community. And I took my kids everywhere. I was a single mom. I volunteered for way too much stuff. I was sick of being the only black mom at this and that and blah, blah, blah. And I was resentful and cranky, but I did it all. But they saw, you know, I never worked anywhere where my children weren't invited. So I also give credit to people like you, you know, to Richard Steele, you know, to, you know, John Calloway. I give credit to Harold Ramis, you know, Coco, all of these folks who helped me raise my children. And that's how we grow the next generation. And to me, that's what sustainability means. You know, like who's on next? Who's on deck? And I did my part. And when I was a adjunct professor at Columbia, and I would get to like, oh my God, we want you because you're a black teacher. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I can't take all the pressure. Then I'm like, I grew my replacement. Don't guilt me. You know, I grew a replacement for myself. So my work is done.
Your work is done. Well, you can see several generations on display at the Blues Hip Hop Experience at the Center for the Performing Arts at Governor State University this Saturday in Southland. Billy Branch will be there. Jose Billy Olivares, Gwendolyn, or honoring greats like Coco Taylor and poet Gwendolyn Brooks.
Yep.
Sylvia Ewing is the producer, and she will be performing in the show. Great to see you, as always.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming down here on this rainy day, and and thanks for being my guest on the download.
You're my guy. Take care.